This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, I'll get back to these in a minute. 877-377-4373. Got to do a couple things first. One, Corinne Diversity Hire got up and spoke today.
You know, this is a president who is proud of the LGBTQI people serving in our nation's military. As Secretary Austin has expressed in his Pride Month statement that he put out just last week, the Biden-Harris administration will celebrate LGBTQI plus service members' contributions during Pride with Pride across federal agencies, including at the Department of Defense.
I just can't believe recruiting numbers are down. That's crazy. Do these young men seeking adventure, service, maybe even a little danger, do they not want to go serve on the USNS Harvey Milk? Is that not the ship they want to serve on? It's weird. And then you have this idiot Milley saying things like
this. In congressional hearings, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs has repeatedly defended the department against accusations of being too woke, an issue he says is exaggerated.
We're about fighting and winning on battlefields. And we're all about readiness. We're all about readiness now and readiness in the future and modernization. I think the accusations of woke are grossly over-exaggerated.
Oh, you think so? You know who doesn't think so? The rural boys who fight your wars for you. They don't think so. The people with traditional values, their children, they're not going into the military. Those are the children we need in the military. It's a problem, a major problem. You know what else is a major problem? The WHO adopts European-style COVID-19 vaccine passports as part of a, pay attention to this and pay close attention. It's not going to come up again for a while. Just take this one and log it in the back of your brain, okay? The new global digital health certificate. The new global digital health certificate. That is going to be a problem in the future. That is going to be a way the global elites control international travel, control who's allowed to go to and fro. All right, enough of that. 877-377-4373, whatever, tonight. David, Florida, go.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Battle of the Bulge. To me, I think it's very significant. They have a museum for it. If I could read just a little excerpt here, I'd appreciate it.
By all means.
In the Battle of the Bulge between December 16, 1944 and January 25, 1945, the United States suffered over 80,000 casualties, including an official Army count of 19,246 dead and more than 23,000 American troops taken prisoner. There's a museum in Bastogne that celebrates these men that died there. And I think people should know about it. It's a beautiful museum. It's unbelievable if you go to see it.
David, sorry, I know I'm an idiot, but Bastogne, France, right? Not Germany, Bastogne. It's in France? I don't know.
No, it's in Belgium.
Oh, well, there you go. It was the country I didn't even name. I did not know that they had a museum. I didn't know there was a Battle of the Bulge Museum over there in Bastogne. And, yeah, the Battle of the Bulge, as people know, Germany was on its last leg and decided to try one last breakout to try to... They threw everything they had into the American lines. It was freaking horrible. It was... Look, when you get anyone, you back someone into a corner, you're going to get their best. And that's not... It's generally not good. Robert, Columbus, Georgia, go.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, Semper Fi. First of all, I wanted to very quickly thank you for identifying the Social Democrats for what they are, which are Marxist, you know, communists. And then other, after you said that, other conservative talk show hosts, you know, started saying the same thing. But let me get to my point. Somebody asked me if I was planning to vote in the upcoming, you know, 2024 November election. And I'm afraid I might be, you know, terminally ill. I might not even be alive at that time. But just for the sake of argument, I said that if I were to vote, that I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, send crooked Joe Biden to the dump. He'll secure our borders. He'll build the wall. Trump, keep bad guys out and protect us all. Trump, well, he'll do his best for you and me. Trump, he will bring our enemies to their knees. Trump, he'll protect our country and bring good jobs. Trump, he'll restore our honor and smash drug mobs. Trump, well, he might do this and he might do that. Trump, because Trump don't care, he don't give a rat's ass. Trump, we want Trump. Deep state to the dump. We want Donald Trump. Trump. No more Biden, no more Bush, no more Nancy's dirty looks. Trump. We want Trump. Deep state to the dump. We want Donald Trump. Trump. We love the Donald Trump. We want Trump. Trump. We want Trump. Deep state to the dump. We love President Trump. Trump.
Robert?
Yes, sir.
You say you might not be alive then. What's wrong with you? You got cancer or something?
I'm afraid I might have cancer in the lymph nodes of my neck. I don't believe in conventional treatments and radiation and chemotherapy and so forth. That just kills people, you know, quicker.
Okay.
But in any event, I have other songs for...
No. I don't want any other songs, but I do
hear them.
I do want you to stay alive. I decided to probably best to let you get that Trump song out. I hope you enjoyed that, but I would like to ask people to pray for you if that's okay with you.
Oh, yes, I am a Christian. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ very deeply. And
okay. Well, let's everyone say a prayer for Robert tonight. Not just his illness, his musical voice, but let's say a prayer for Robert tonight. Just remember him in your prayers tonight. That's a tough thing. Anyway, 877-377-4373. Let's move on to some other things before we get back to all this stuff. I think it's hilarious watching the system. Once they've become a system of lies, nobody trusts, watching them try to insist that things we know are lies are true. Things like, well, they're telling us every single day about Russia, Ukraine. Every single day. Russia, Ukraine this. Russia, Ukraine that. We have to send money to support Ukraine. We have to do this to support Ukraine. To which people in general are more sympathetic to Ukraine than Russia. They just are. But people want to know, okay, well, are our weapons actually helping Ukraine? And can Ukraine win? And they're insisting all the time that Ukraine can win. Ukraine can win. Yeah, Ukraine's winning. It's going to be a spring offensive. Ukraine's winning. And then I heard John Kirby say this today. And what?
There's this gas pipeline situation. There's the drone attack in Moscow a few weeks ago. There's the missile attacks into Moscow. Is it fair to say Ukraine itself may be doing a lot more of these more brazen things than the U.S. is willing to admit?
I'll let Ukraine speak to their activities. What I can tell you, Ed, we've said it before, we don't support attacks inside Russia, and we don't encourage or enable Ukraine to be able to do that. We've made those concerns known to Ukrainian officials, certainly privately, absolutely publicly, and we've received assurances in return.
We don't want Ukraine to attack Russia from within the borders of Russia. What? I thought you just told me Ukraine was in a fight, that it was going to win, and that they could win this fight and things like that. What do you mean you don't support attacks within the borders of Russia? Why not? Are they not winning? Of course you have to attack Russia within the borders of Russia if you're Ukraine, if you intend to win. What do you mean you don't support such a thing? Unless, of course, they're not winning. Unless they're losing badly, and you're trying to preserve some semblance of a relationship with Russia for afterwards, whatever that may be. But if this is really what they're selling us as the war to end all wars, and we have to win this war at any cost, and this is all that matters, how do you then turn around and say, hey, whoa, 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 don't go to where they are, though. Whoa, that's out of line. What? Oh, and John Kirby had something else to say. Speaking of the system of lies, we'll get to that in a moment, and then we'll get back to you. 877-377-4373, whatever you want tonight. And remember, you get a little bonus if you call in from your Pure Talk phone. Mainly, not just because I love Pure Talk, but mainly because that tells me that I know you're not funding Verizon, you're not funding AT&T, you're not funding T-Mobile, and you can save a fortune. Why wouldn't you switch to Pure Talk? You switch to Pure Talk, you're in the same 5G network, so you're not sacrificing coverage. The average family saves over $900 a year. You're supporting a patriotic company that shares your values instead of one of the garbage companies. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right? Switch to Pure Talk. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday at jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can listen to the show on the iHeartRadio app free. You can download the podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. It's not very nice. All of you who are leaving these online reviews, you're leaving great reviews about the book, The Anti-Communist Manifesto, but you're all using the word literally just to try to tweak me, and it's not going to work anymore, all right? I'm not even going to let that word get to me anymore. I've moved past it. It doesn't even bother me. So you're not bothering me anymore by using the word literally in all the book reviews. John Kirby, though, in the system, when they lie to us, they do bother.
There's a report in the Washington Post that the U.S. Had reports that Ukrainians were planning an attack on the Nord Stream pipeline. Do you have any comment on the intelligence report of that?
So I'm certainly not going to engage in a discussion about intelligence matters here from the podium specifically with regard to that.
The Washington Post ran a story today. Well, here's the headline. U.S. had intelligence of detailed Ukrainian plan to attack the Nord Stream pipeline. I'm not going to play the whole interview for you again. I just want to remind you that we had Clay Martin on our show. Clay Martin is a friend of mine. Clay Martin is the definition of a bad, you know what the last part of that word is. Marine Corps recon, Marine Corps scout sniper. Then he was a Green Beret for like 9,000 years. He's just one of these guys that can kill you with a pencil, just like John Wick. And we had Clay on, and we asked Clay, we asked him very specifically, and he's the guy who would know beyond a shadow of a doubt, who is able to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline? Because remember, where it was blown up was under the sea. It was under the sea. And Clay laughed when he heard it was a group of rebels or someone like Ukraine. He said it would have to be not just a NATO country or, you know, us or a NATO country, a top tier one. It would have to be us. I forget who all he narrowed it down to. I know it was us, France, and Britain. I think surprisingly, he may have said Italy. They may have a crack underwater team, which that would be the first time. Normally it's the Italian Navy that's the underwater team, but I don't remember who it was, but it was a list of four or five countries. And Ukraine was most definitely not on there. Ukraine did not blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. The United States of America blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. How do I know? Because one, the president of the United States, Joe Biden, Chris, would you do me a favor and dig up that little, oh, he's already got it. The president of the United States of America, he has dementia. It's not just fun talk radio fodder. It's a national security threat. Why? Because he sits down with his national security team and they give him a briefing and they tell him, hey, Mr. President, if Russia invades, we'll blow up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And Joe Biden walks out of that meeting and his feeble mind doesn't understand that that's things that he's not supposed to tell other people. And then he finds himself in front of a press conference with the international press there giving away national security secrets that even the foreign reporter is flabbergasted at.
Let me answer the first question first. If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
And then he realized he was caught at the end. Well, we will, well, you know what he was going to say there before he finally caught himself? We will, what? We will hold NATO exercises in the sea where the pipeline goes through. NATO exercises less than a mile from where the explosions occur, and we will drop some Navy SEALs into the water who will blow up the pipeline. We blew up the pipeline. Everyone knows it. Russia knows it too. Everyone knows it. Remember John Kirby?
Can you say unequivocally the U.S., no U.S. proxy, no one connected to the U.S. had anything to do? I mean, is the Seymour Hersh complete fabrication, that article?
It's a completely false story. There is no truth to it, Shannon, not a shred of it. It is not true. The United States and no proxies from the United States had anything to do with that. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was a group of rebels with slingshots and flippers. You see, they all got a snorkel and some M80 firecrackers and some flippers. And what they did was they went, they held their breath really, really deep. And then they dove 100 meters beneath the water and put holes in gigantic concrete and rebar reinforced pipe. Oh, and they just happened to know. Remember when Clay Martin elaborated for all of us on this show what it takes to set off explosions underneath the water? It's not as if you just take a grenade and pull the pin and drop it on the pipeline. You need special things that work in that environment. The Ukrainian army. Ukrainian army doesn't have anything close to the ability. 99% of the countries on the planet don't have anything close to the ability to do something like that. Get serious. Get serious. All right. We'll get back to the calls. And then we'll get to Princeton. And then we'll get to a couple emails. And we'll get to all these things. Remember the calls, 877-377-4373. Looks like everyone's mad at me. Actually, Mike's mad at me. Russell's mad at me. Everyone on the line is mad at me for various reasons. That'll be fun. 877-377-4373. If you have any compliments about the book or how much you've learned or how much you've laughed or anything like that, those are certainly things we would want to hear, not for promotional purposes. I don't want to focus on me, of course. I don't want to focus on jessekellybook.com where you can buy the book. I don't want to focus on the fact that it's already in a matter of hours climbed to number 10 in all the political books on Amazon. I don't want to focus on these things. It's not about me. Anyway, let's focus on the kids really quickly. Meaning babies. Meaning preborn. Let's focus on being the hands and feet. Let's focus on doing good. We have an obligation to protect babies. I do not view this as an option. Right now, babies have been and are being slaughtered in this country, and we want to stop it. So how do we stop it? We stop it with information. We stop it with groups like Preborn. They're not screaming in people's faces, not out there hurting anybody. They're finding a scared young woman getting ready to make the ultimate decision, and they're simply giving her a free ultrasound, one that you paid for. You gave Preborn $28. That buys that young lady an ultrasound. She hears the heartbeat. She chooses life almost every single time. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and save one life tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We will be back with hopefully lots of love and praise for the Anti-Communist Manifesto. 877-377-4373. It is the Jesse Kelly Show with me, world famous author Jesse Kelly himself, here in the flesh. Do you remember a while back we were talking about the future of what life looks like in the red states? And I'll get to these calls in a minute. I will. 877-377-4373. Of what it looks like in the red states versus the future of what it looks like in the blue states. And one of the things I told you was coming for the blue states, it made the commies freak, and it made half the normie norms on the right freak. I said, you understand that euthanasia for children was something that will be coming shortly for blue states. It will be legalized. It will not only be legalized, euthanasia, it will be encouraged. It will be encouraged, and it is something that will happen often. In the same way the child tranny stuff happens often now, because liberal white women will want to destroy their own children for social acceptance. And so they will go to a psychiatrist who's a communist, and he'll think, wow, I can make a fortune if I just convince this little boy he's a girl, just like they're doing now. And then from there, it'll go to doctors who will take care of handling the mutilation. Well, that same thing is going to happen with euthanasia. Liberal white women will have their children killed. Oh, son, you're pretty sad. Oh, you're getting bullied at school? Oh, that sucks. Let's go down to the shrink. And the shrink will say, man, yeah, that sucks. Well, you know what? Probably got nothing to live for. I mean, what's the point? Sure, I wouldn't even go on. And then eventually that'll turn into a doctor. A doctor will say, yeah, I think in my medical diagnosis as a doctor, I believe that we should put you down. And I went over this before, and the communists freaked. That's something that'll never happen. That's crazy. Jesse, you're nuts. And the normie norms were going nuts. Jesse, oh my gosh, you're so over the top. Princeton's Peter Singer slammed for promoting euthanasia. Not just for adults, for newborn babies. Euthanasia. This is not a random nutball hippie sitting on the street corner with a sign in his hands. This is a scholar from Princeton, a Princeton scholar. In fact, he's labeled, I'm not making this up, one of the world's top living philosophers. Communism, part of the reason I wrote the book, The Anti-Communist Manifesto, is I wanted, and there have been others that have been really good, but I wanted some sort of a chronicling of the horrors of communism. And how it just always ends up more horrible than you can possibly even imagine. And I wanted everyone to understand that those horrors are coming here unless we stop these people. That's why I wrote it. Mike's mad at me like he always is. Mike, Mississippi, what did I do now?
Way too soft, bro. You old Jesse would have hung up on every caller that we've had so far.
The one guy was dying, man. I couldn't hang up on the guy who's freaking dying. Russell in Tennessee, go.
Jesse, first off, I want to say I bought two copies of your book, one from Amazon and one of the signed thing, but I'm disappointed you're not coming to Tennessee. When you first came on the radio in my area, which is 92.9 Super Talk, we had a fight to keep you on your time slot. They wanted to replace you with somebody else, and we got you to stay. So I'm kind of disappointed.
Everyone's mad at me about the book tour. I'm never doing another book tour. And no, honestly, Russell, you know I want to be everywhere. Everyone who doesn't live in Salt Lake City, Houston, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, or Tampa, Florida, where the bookstore stops, everyone who doesn't live in one of those stops is angry with me. Why aren't you coming here? Jesse, you should be coming to Montana. No stops in Cali. Jesse, you're not even coming to New York. Jesse, I can't believe you're not coming to Oklahoma. Jesse, don't you love Alabama? I thought you said you liked Tennessee. I have a life. I have a radio show, and I have a TV show, and I have a wife, and I have children, and I have mortgage payments, and I have stuff I have to do. I cannot just go on tour like I'm a teenage rock band for the next 8,000 years. That's the bad news. The good news is this. I actually can't believe I'm saying this, because this is not supposed to have happened. But of all the books, not in a political category or anything like that, of all the books, the Anti-Communist Manifesto on day one just cracked the top 100. That doesn't happen. If this continues like this, there will probably be another week of the book tour added on, and probably a second printing. I know, Chris, I'm sorry, but there's probably going to be more if it continues apace. That's a big author word. So I'm sorry I can't come everywhere. It's not like I don't want to come to Tennessee. Everyone knows I freaking love Tennessee. I can't be everywhere. Brian in Seattle, go.
Hey, man, your appearance on Clay and Buck last week was the funniest thing I've heard in my entire life. Have you ever thought about doing stand-up?
Why? What did I do? I don't remember what I did. What did I say? Was it appropriate?
Your comments on just about everything were on point and hilarious in a Shrek adult joke kind of way. It was amazing. I loved it.
Well, look, just because we're going through all this crap right now doesn't mean we have to be miserable and can't have some laughs. My goodness, we've got to have some laughs. I have, look, I'm glad you guys enjoy the show. I'm glad you enjoy laughing, because that's what I enjoy. I have never wanted to do a show, and I've listened to many shows like this on talk radio, where I'm miserable at the end of every show. Obviously, we talk about heavy things and hard things. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And yes, that's correct, Chris. Though all those jokes have gotten me kicked off of TV networks. I haven't been invited back on various networks and things like that. But I'm never going to stop. And this is why I'm so grateful to Premier, who has never told me what to say or what not to say. I'm so grateful to the First TV, who let me say whatever I want on TV. I'm grateful to you for actually caring about that kind of stuff. I want to laugh. Josh, Oklahoma, go, boss.
Hey, Jesse. I'm just sitting here with my 10-year-old daughter. We both got copies of the Anti-Communist Manifesto by world-famous author Jesse Kelly. And we're going to read them together, and then after we're done, we're going to keep one copy and donate the other copy to our local library.
Oh, man. What's her name?
Her name is Madison, and she listens to your show regularly with me, and you are her favorite radio or media personality, just like mine.
Madison, I don't know about your father, but you, actually, no, I'm kidding, your father and you, you guys make sure you send Chris an email, please. You know how to email the show. We need to make sure we get Madison a signed copy, Chris. So whenever we get their information, let's get Madison something signed. That's freaking cool, man. You guys, I'll tell you. Joaquin, Pennsylvania. Go, boss.
Jesse Kelly, all right, you got to bear with me for one moment, okay? When you're done with me, feed me to the bar, then flush my remains like butter, or a.k.a. swimmy. I just failed my DOT physical. I got to get my blood pressure under control. Otherwise, I have no options. And for Johnny in Jersey, I'm betting on beforehand that I'll be wearing a black Stetson. Now, getting down to this thing about Trump's choices, most of them were made for him by the globalist establishment Republicans, the covert communists and Republican Party. As a matter of fact, everything that went wrong since Donald Trump came into office, it was anti-MAGA Republicans that enabled everything to happen. And unfortunately, you might disagree with me, but the overturning of Roe versus Wade before the midterm elections. That was done deliberately just to put abortion on the block, you know, and to stop the red tsunami, because that's what stopped it.
Yeah, look, I've actually heard that before. I don't think that's a stupid theory at all. I don't know that I agree with it, but that's certainly not some ridiculous crackpot theory that Roe versus Wade was overturned to help mitigate the Democrat losses at the midterms, which of course it did, because abortion is sadly ingrained in this society. That's not a crackpot theory at all. I don't know that I agree with you that none of Trump's hires are his fault. That's not true. That's an excuse you make for people, but that's not true. They are his fault. Many of them, they are. It is what it is. Okay. Is it going to get better? Is he going to learn from it? I don't know. We'll find out. All right, we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to. We'll get to another call or two and some emails, and then we're checking out of here. 877-377-4373. But we'll be back tomorrow. You, though, you need to practice. You need to practice your shooting. I need to practice my shooting. And this is one of the things that you can take heart in if you're one of these new shooters. Jesse, I've never shot. I've never this. One, when you get a Mantis X and attach it to your weapon, you get to practice in the comfort of your home. In the comfort of your home, so there's no pressure, no one breathing down your neck, no one laughing at you. You'll get feedback, just like you have a coach there. They can do that now. It's amazing. They'll put you through drills. You'll get better. But it doesn't just apply to you, Mr. Beginner. Experienced shooter needs to do it too. You know who else uses Mantis X? The Green Berets use Mantis X. So while you're sitting there as a brand new shooter, learning how to shoot a weapon, learning how to handle it, right-handed, left-handed, standing, kneeling, just take comfort in the fact that the pros have to do it too. We all have to practice to make sure we're fast and deadly. Go to MantisX.com and practice today. MantisX.com. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, a book release Tuesday. And I should note something. Someone emailed in something pretty hurtful. Oh, here it is right here. This is what I was looking for. Jay Steele, I just heard Monday's intro and you have a problem. When the boys at Chalk hear the promo read for the Anti-Communist Manifesto available at jessekellybook.com or anywhere written by handsome men or anywhere books written by handsome men are sold, they're going to drop you like a bad habit. The guy doing that promo read sounds like he mainlines Chalk while climbing Mount Everest to wrestle a Yeti and then punches iron ore so hard the friction heat turns it into steel. That dude's voice is deeper than the ocean. I've got nothing but love for you, amigo, but I think your days of being number one at Chalk may be numbered. My name is Bo. It's true. The first TV, they did some book promo, and it's cool, don't get me wrong, but they were going for a super ominous feel, a big, big ominous feel. I've got to meet this guy. Who did this?
The Anti-Communist Manifesto, a new must-read book from Jesse Kelly. Get your copy today at jessekellybook.com or wherever books are sold.
I'm so scared. I think I'm going to buy a book after that. Chris, make sure there's still some prints available. All right, before we get to phone calls, some emails. Oh, great sage and eminent author. I just ordered 4 copies, one for myself, 3 to sell in my family-owned gun shop at no additional markup. My kids and grandkids listen daily, and grandkids are learning to love history from your lessons. Continue to be a role model. God bless your family and you. His name is Mark. That's freaking cool, man. Mark, best to you, your kids, and your grandkids. Jesse, I got my Audible copy. Hard copy's on the way. It's not even 8 hours. 7 hours and 50-something minutes. Can you not even get an 8-hour day on a book you have been working on while you're working part-time? That's not very nice. Okay, you try doing an audiobook for 7 hours and 50 minutes. It takes forever. Gosh. Jesse, while you're going on your media tour, I hope you enjoy many $75 shots of tequila while spreading the truth and knowledge along the way. I have to know, what is the brand? Also, my family loves the Jesse nachos. We never thought to lay the toppings before the chips. We've been doing it ever since. Thanks for keeping up the good fight. Okay, one, this is why the Menu Whisperer is so important for this time in America, so I can teach people the basics. Two, the $75 tequila shots were Casas Dragones tequila shots. I didn't pay for them. Clay Travis, Mr. Richie Rich, paid for them. I was going to pay for them because I did accidentally order them, but he happened to get to his wallet first, so I kind of pulled a Chris and alligator-armed my wallet. Oh, man, my wallet got stuck in my pocket. Dang. Did you already get for your credit card? Oh, I was totally going to cover the whole thing. Thanks, Clay. But it's Casas Dragones. And let me tell you what, it sips a little bit different than Jose Cuervo I used to drink sips. Gary in New Hampshire, go.
The pilots at Midway are warriors. And until the 65 Immigration Act, legal, illegal immigration, includes visa violations, people are deported out of this country, race quota dissenters, and they don't believe any of these politicians. Now, Jesse, you go after Italians because you're sending love taps to the hard left. Hey, look at me. I'm really okay. Look who I'm going after. You wouldn't dare go after any other people. Do you know who Steve from Manhattan is? Do you know who the greatest caller to talk radio is? You've heard him on talk radio. Why is he banned from your show?
Who's Steve from Manhattan? Nobody's banned from calling in. What are you talking about, Gary?
Well, I'm speaking about the greatest caller, but I'm saying I know. Listen, I know why you go after the Italians. You look at making the hard left say, look at me.
These Italians are so sensitive sometimes. Stop being so sensitive, Gary, or Tony, or whatever your name is. Listen, you go after Italians because it's hilarious. Because it's a stupid, old-school racism that doesn't make any sense. And that's what makes it so funny, Gary. And I don't know who Steve in Manhattan is. Do we know who Steve is? Chris, it's not like we wouldn't ban someone. That's totally something we would do. Do we know Steve in Manhattan? Who is Steve in Manhattan? He sounds interesting. I bet there's a lot of Steves in Manhattan. I'm just going to go walk around Manhattan. I got to go to New York City soon anyway. I'm just going to walk around saying, Steve! Steve, I'll fit right in with every other nutball in that town who walks around just saying random things now. Anyway, I want to circle back to something that guy just said. Not the caller. That was weird. I want to circle back to the promo thing. Do you think Chalk's going to drop me for this?
The Anti-Communist Manifesto.
You know how our T levels used to drop when we would hear Brian Stelter talk? I feel like this guy plus Chalk, I feel like they're raising
the Anti-Communist Manifesto, a new must-read book from Jesse Kelly.
What if this guy's been on a Chalk male vitality stack for something crazy, like something like 5 years, and this is the end result? What if he's just walking around just punching criminals in the face with his voice? Maybe that's the end result. Look, I don't know how it ends up. I know when you take a male vitality stack from Chalk, you're looking at a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Are you going to feel like all that is man? Yes. Ladies, you get a female vitality stack. Are you going to feel like you haven't felt in years? Yes. I'm not sure. Are we all going to sound
like
this?
The Anti-Communist Manifesto.
I hope so. Either way, for this guy, he probably doesn't need it. But for the rest of us, CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Ireland considering killing 200,000 cows to fight climate change. One, just a reminder that the, quote, climate change people, even though you think she's your nice friend, liberal Aunt Peggy, she's actually a genocidal maniac. These people will kill billions of people. Two, I feel like Ireland has had a problem with its food source before and maybe shouldn't encourage such a thing again. CNN's internal civil war goes nuclear. CEO Chris Licht now being publicly condemned by his own employees. I only read this headline not because I care about CNN. I just think it's hilarious some guy has the last name of Licht. town swaps POW MIA banner for pride flag, causing anger. This is, of course, Buffalo, New York. And look, POW, MIA, obviously you and I would like to honor those guys. We want to honor those who did that for this nation, who went through that for this nation. But they're not part of the national religion. Any national religion will oftentimes take the place of everything else. Your national religion is almost always number one, right? It's going to be the number one priority of any nation. So, of course, you're going to swap out POW MIA flags for pride flags. That's America's national religion. Gavin Newsom threatens to charge Ron DeSantis with kidnapping migrants. That's good, because Ron DeSantis might need to get arrested if Trump keeps getting arrested. At this point in time, it's going to be who gets arrested the most. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Go buy the Anti-Communist Manifesto once. If you've already bought it, buy it again and give it to a friend tonight. We're on a mission out here, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.